Not to take away from my previous albums, I just think they were a little more on a serious tone, you know, which is great. And I thought if I made this more of a fun sounding playful record, it would be different. It would, you know, but it would also make the other ones sound better for what they are.
Brett Denon has tackled most of the basics of being a singer-songwriter, like writing sad love songs and social commentary. But he returns with his fourth album called Lover Boy, and now the party is on. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Brett Denon was born in 1979 and grew up homeschooled in rural Northern California. He spent years teaching as a camp counselor in Yosemite and then more years playing in cafes and bars, slowly gaining an audience. By 2004, he released his self-titled debut and 2 years later put out the album So Much More. Lots of TV interest followed, and soon enough, you could hear his songs on House, Grey's Anatomy, and Scrubs. Loverboy is a much more lighthearted set of songs for Brett Denon, and when he joined Claudia Marshall in Studio A, she got to ask him about the story behind his song, Sydney.
It's a song for a friend of mine that was going through a rough patch, and I wanted to be there for him, but I couldn't because I was in Sydney, actually.
Oh, funny.
Yeah.
Wait.
So that's where the Sydney part comes from.
Is Sydney's... You're not singing to someone named Sydney.
I am, but I just...
From Sydney.
His name isn't...
Okay, whatever.
Yes, let's just say there's a guy named Sydney.
I'm overthinking it.
Yeah, you're overthinking it.
Yeah, as per usual.
It's
a
song
for public radio.
It's a kind of a get well card, but it's also like a, if you need me, man, like, and you want to take this to the streets and wreak some havoc on some fools, call me, I'll come running.
Mm.
Yeah, and then ultimately, you know, it starts with me and my situation, but with my buddy, but it kind of becomes a song of just an anthem for sticking up for your friends, you know, standing up to bullies.
Do you see me? If you ever think you need me, call me up and I'll come running straight to you.
Describe yourself on stage as goofy, and you said I'm barefoot a lot, and what is it you said here? Oh, I dance funny.
Yes.
What? Who says that about themselves?
People sometimes laugh when I've seen people, I've gone on stage and started dancing and seen girls just start cracking up. They think it looks funny.
Is it a chick magnet or
no?
No.
Can't be.
But you don't seem to have a problem with it.
Well, to me, when I'm doing it, it feels like it's the right thing to do. Like, it seems like, oh, yeah, I'm playing music and I'm dancing at the same time. This has got to work. But I definitely, sometimes when I see a playback on TV or something, I'm like, ooh.
But I say, hey, here comes the comeback. The kid is back. He's back on track. There goes my hero. Everybody loves a comeback, so come on back now, come back, come back. Everybody loves the underdog, singing, that's my dog, that's my dog. Na 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 na, that's my dog. Na 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 na
was Brett Denon performing live in Studio A with Come Back Kid, That's My Dog, and Sydney, I'll Come Running. Brett Denon's new album is called Loverboy, Take 5, produced by Paul Chuffo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.